Okay, this is Rick Raddatz. I'm the host for tonight. My goal here tonight is to grill Jeff and Lori, Jeff Wark and Lori Stefan, about content repurposing. The whole goal here is to leverage the knowledge that you already have and turn it into more and more profitable info products with different mediums and different markets. And so let's see. Now, Jeff and Lori, I could introduce you, but honestly, I think I don't know you well enough in terms of your history here. Can you tell everyone here how you got started in this? And you know, I'm going to challenge you. Why are you experts in content repurposing?
We got started online by going into niche marketing. We developed several different niches that we work within. And at the time we started online, we were both working full-time jobs. And so one of the things that we recognized early on was we had to do the best we could to leverage our time. So when we first heard the term repurposing, it really caught our attention. And we started investigating all the different ways possible to repurpose content. And we developed some of our own. We researched it, and we used those systems and that repurposing and leveraged that into a successful niche online business. And then over the years, we've continued to develop the information and put together just the most extensive course and list of repurposing ways out there. When we talk to most people, they think of five or six, and occasionally you'll find somebody who can hit the 20 mark on different ways of repurposing, whereas over the years we've put together these 216 ways of repurposing. We've been recognized as the experts on both content creation and repurposing, so we've made the focus of our help to online marketers to be in the content creation world, and have been really widely accepted and acclaimed. We've spoken at seminars and been a part of different projects. Ken MacArthur's asked us to contribute to one of his
That's
products.
How I met you guys was at the JV Alert. I'm sorry, I was talking over you there a little bit. So, Jeff, how about you? What was your story?
Well, my story is a little bit interesting, too, because being in the content creation, that means you should be able to read and write and, you know, create things. Well, when we first started in the business, and I know most people heard of the thud factor, when you buy a package, it comes to your front door and it smacks on the ground, you know that's a good package. Well, that's what I thought, and when I opened this package up, I realized real quick that I was going to have to do a lot of reading because there were three-ring binders in there, and Lori says, yeah, we're going to have to do some writing. Well, instantly I got nervous because, for one, I'm dyslexic. I flip words around a lot. I don't understand what I read. I'm very poor in spelling and reading. Matter of fact, my education really stopped about the seventh grade. They didn't know the problems with the people that they know today. And every time you couldn't read or you didn't understand things or you were kind of like a problem child, they put you in the room with everybody else that didn't want to do anything. It's not that we didn't want to do anything, we just couldn't do it. Mm-hmm. So what ended up happening is I really got nervous about it, and I told Lori, I don't think this is for me. And she said, well, let's just give it a try. And she actually tricked me into becoming a published author. And what I mean by that, she started me out with blogging, and I blogged on a topic that's real dear to me, which was skydiving. So I could write a couple things. I just couldn't spell a lot, so spell check itself started laughing at me. So I actually had to have Lori start doing all the words, you know, spelling them right. So what she was doing, she was taking my couple sentences, and she was putting them in a folder on her computer, and she put an article together. And one night she called me into her room and says, hey, I want you to look at this. And my name was on the web. I could not believe this. And I'm like, what is this? And she said, you are now a published author. And I actually got upset with her because I thought she was kind of teasing me, and I figured she must have wrote it and put my name on it. But then she told me to read it, and I did. It was my words, word for word, except for the spelling. She actually spelled the things correctly for me. And at that moment, I realized the lie that I've been told all my life, that I would never be able to get into anything when it had to do with reading or writing, or, you know, my education itself kind of suffered because of it. And now I'm a published author, and I help people create content constantly. And I know, because that I can do this and create content and original content, good content. If I can do it, I know for a fact anybody can do it. And I challenge anybody. It doesn't matter who they are. I'll challenge them.
That is a very moving story because I remember that now, and you told me that up in Breckenridge when we had our EVC little mastermind up there, the first test group.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, so many times you get people who are very, very smart, but because they're smart, other things are going on too. I couldn't speak clearly at all until I was way older than the other kids, like, you know, 6 or 7 or 8, and people thought I was dumb. I'm told. My mom told me these stories. And so it's like, well, me dumb? No. Okay.
Right, exactly.
But if you can't get it out, it's actually a form of dyslexia. Whenever you can't get what you have in you out of you, that's dyslexia. And my son has it. It sounds like you had something similar to that. But you know what? So often the challenges that we're given, if we struggle through them and conquer them, then they become our strengths. And so you, with struggling with the reading and writing and so on, now you're a content expert. I've seen you up on stage speaking in front of groups of 100 people or more. And people who have psychological traumas when they're young, they become psychologists because they want to understand it and then master it and help other people. And
mm-hmm.
It sounds like that was your path too. So let's dive right into the content now. Kathleen has gone ahead and processed the vast majority of these questions before the call even began. And I want to encourage everyone listening in. We have hundreds of people on the call tonight. And And I want to welcome everyone tonight. So go ahead, and if you have a question as we're talking here, go ahead, type it into the Q&A box below. My assistant, Kathleen, she's my marketing director and affiliate channel manager, but tonight she's actually my assistant, my moderator. She will be processing all those questions as they come in, and we'll be putting the most relevant, most important ones, most common ones, to the top so that I can ask those of Jeff and Lori later on. So, Jeff and Lori, you guys decide who's going to take the question here, but here's the rules. Quick answers because we have a lot to cover. We only have 52 more minutes here, and only one of you answer each question, okay, because that way we'll get on to more content. So the first question is, what is the most efficient, cost-effective repurposing method?
The most cost-efficient repurposing method is to have in mind when you go into creating something the ways that you can repurpose it from the beginning. So when you initially create something, you already know what you're going to do with it after that. Jeff said when he was explaining some of the ways that I helped him to develop his content creation talents is he started out blogging, and that was combined into an article. And if you do that going into it, then you can be very efficient in your content creation. Another way to do it is to make sure that you create it at the top level, which is video, because you can do the most with it. But not everybody is comfortable with that.
Okay, so if you start with the content that is the hardest to create from another source, like video, then, well, with video, you've got the audio. And with audio, someone else can do the transcript. And with the transcript, you can do an article. And so starting with the video is going to be the most efficient. Is that the answer?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Okay, good answer. Okay. Next question. Are the 216 ways, in the 216 ways of repurposing content, how are they organized? Is it like a hierarchy or a mind map? What's the actual structure here? So talk about the 216 different ways in terms of how they're all organized.
What we use is a mind map, basically. We have a chart that you keep right beside you at all times. And all you have to do is go into the middle of the chart, and it has different things inside, and it shows you, you know, if it's streaming or digital or physical or written or audio or video. And then all you do is you can use your finger if you like, because there's all these fingers that come out of it with different things written completely around this thing. And all you do is put in what you want. Say you're putting in a teleseminar. Put a teleseminar in, and you say, well, I want to make it digital or I want to make it physical. And all you got to do is run your finger up the line and say, oh, okay, I can use it for autoresponders. I can use it for my website. I can use it for social systems, advertising, podcasting, you know, all kind of different things. That's simple, though. It's that quick.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Next question comes from David Mullaney. Forgive me if I'm mispronouncing names, by the way. I forgot to pronounce the first two names. From Ruislip, wherever that is. there was no state given. How do I repurpose content to drive additional traffic to my website? You know, whenever I put out a call for questions, list building and traffic generation, those are always the top two questions people ask. Honestly, I think they're the wrong two questions to ask because both of them happen naturally when you have things done right beforehand. But still, people want to know, how do I get traffic to my website with content repurposing?
There's a lot of different ways to do it, but just to give you an example, one of the things that we talk about is making sure that you get yourself and your business in front of the traffic that's already out there. And so you want to look at the sources of traffic that are already out there. And one example of that could be a social system like MySpace or Facebook. And if a lot of people in your niche are on that site, then that's a good place to get in front of the traffic that's already there. And you can take content that you already have, repurpose it into those social systems, and be able to drive traffic back to your site.
Now, what do you think is more powerful, the social systems or articles? Because those are two different ways of repurposing content.
Personally, I think articles are. That's my personal opinion. I do not say that it's that big of a difference because we use MySpace a lot and just playing, playing with different things. We get a lot of traffic from it. So I think social networking is a really good thing as long as you're doing it correctly. If you're spamming people, that's not the correct thing to do. If you're giving people good information, good content, and I think it's a very good way. Of course, articles is always a good way because of the different search engines you pick it up, and it gets broadcast virally. So I think both of them, Rick, is very good, but my preference would be the articles.
Okay. Now, I'm going to ask a question of my own here as kind of a follow-up here. If you wanted to outsource the creation of those articles, do you guys have a resource that people can go to?
We have several resources, both referrals that we can do, and we also do some work in-house on that too.
Okay. Now, if you want to give the absolute best possible answer to our listeners right now, let's just give it away. What is the number one, the best, cheapest, highest quality way of outsourcing articles? Like, do you have a website that you can point people to?
Ours. It'd be ours, because we do a lot of the outsourcing ourselves.
Okay, so you act as kind of an outsource management team then in terms of helping people take care of that?
That's correct.
Right.
Okay, well there you go. So now, what is your website so people can get a hold of you if they want to have you manage their content creation for outsourcing?
DynamicDuoOfContent.com.
Okay, DynamicDuoOfContent.com. So if you want articles created for you, Jeff and Lori can just manage that whole process for you. You just tell them go. I imagine they give you a budget, and then you work with that budget with the network that you have. Is that right?
That's correct.
That's correct.
Okay. Well, that I think that's a pretty darn good answer there. Thank you. Anna Gilbert from Arizona, or Anna from Gilbert, Arizona, I guess. How do you get around copywriting, trademark issues, that type of thing when you're creating content and repurposing content? I think she's wondering if you are repurposing other people's content, which I think would be a no-no unless you have permission or it's public domain. But what are the copywriting and trademark issues?
One of the things that we emphasize in our course is not to plagiarize other people's work. There's really no reason to. Repurposing Secrets is focused on repurposing content that you have the rights to use. And that could be content that you've created. You mentioned public domain. It could be ghostwritten material. There's a lot of different ways to have content that you have the rights to. And when you're repurposing your own content and content that you have rights to, then you own the copyright and it's not an issue.
Okay. Now, I want to take a little break here and mention that there's two purposes of the call tonight. One is for me to grill Jeff and Lori as much as possible here and get the content out of them. The second, though, is we are promoting a course that Jeff, Lori, and I are doing together. It's a 5-week course in October. It's called Repurposing Secrets. Jeff and Lori have done it all by themselves before, and I asked them if I could take part in the next version of it because Instant Teleseminar is a content creation machine, and I think if my customers have a way of learning all the different ways, all 216 different ways of repurposing content, that's going to be just a big, big benefit to my customers, my relationship with them, all of you guys here on the line. So if you click that button in the lower right-hand corner, you can learn all about this course. There's no rush to sign up, okay, because we have no limit on how many people we can take in the course. But the course starts October 1st. Okay, so there is a time-based thing going on here. You have to sign up before October 1st because that's when the course begins. So relax, and there's no pressure. But I'm going to add a little bit of pressure because I'm a good marketer. That's what I do. I'm going to add pressure by giving away value. Okay, for everyone who signs up for that course tonight, okay, within a half an hour of the call being over, I'm going to give a one-year subscription to InstantAudio.com or AudioGenerator.com, whichever one you have or whichever one you want. Those are that's my first flagship service. It's the most popular service, and it's the service that helps the people convert more and more customers because of the power of your voice. So you get 1 year free of InstantAudio.com or AudioGenerator.com if you do order this course tonight. Now let's get back to the questions. Maureen from Amsterdam wants to know, is it better to outsource or create your info product yourself if you are on a small budget?
Personally, I think you should do it yourself. If you're on a small budget, start creating the content yourself. If you are getting into a niche or you're getting to something that you're trying to sell, you should become the expert on it. So you're going to know more about it than anybody. And if you just start out slowly by doing the blogs, you know, creating an idea list, a content idea list, the ideas that you need to create content will be there. When you go outsourcing, there's nothing wrong with that. The problem is that you're paying for it. So if you're on a small budget, you should create it yourself. If you have a larger budget and you really don't feel like doing it, then by all means, outsource it.
Yeah, you know, as entrepreneurs, we have to do what we can within the limits of our financial ability. I mean, that's the definition of a startup, is that we have X potential and we have zero cash. and we have a job. And we start off, we moonlight, we do whatever we have to get going, and we play all the jobs, we ignore jobs, but here's the deal. If you focus on getting something created and you get a little bit of cash flow going, okay, that cash flow helps enormously because not only do you have cash flow, you have customers. So now you have customers, cash flow, and also a reputation. Your second info product is easier to market than your first because everything is against you on your first product, and it's all working for you on your second product. So if you're on a budget, like Jeff just said, do it yourself. Get it done somehow. And I'm going to tell you, the easiest way to do it is to be to do what we're doing tonight. I mean, we're recording this call. This call will be available as content forever on our website, and it will be selling this course forever. We are creating an evergreen system here that's adding value to the world, and we get to earn some of the value as well. Now, Kathleen is telling me via IM here that a lot of people are actually asking a very basic question, and it's bad on me here for not defining this earlier, but what exactly is the word repurposing mean here? What does repurposing mean? And I'll just go ahead and define that for everybody. Jeff and Lori, tell me if I'm wrong. But repurposing is just you take one pile of content. It could be a book, a video, an audio, an interview, whatever. You take some content from over here, and then you turn it into something different. You turn it into, if it was a book, you turn it into an audio tape. If it was an audio tape, you turn it into a video. If it was a video, you turn it into an article. If it was an article, you turn it into a blog. Now, those are some of the big forms of content. Can you guys help us understand? Now, you mentioned 216 types of content. How can that be? Okay, I mean that's just an incredible number. When I first heard that, I was like, "What? No way!" You made that up, all that kind of stuff. And then you showed me the physical mind map. Okay, you showed me the printout that has all these things and how they relate, and that's what blew me away. So help us understand a little bit about just go ahead and name a bunch of these things. I mean, there's so many that it would take you 20 minutes to name all of them. So just name like 20 different types of content besides the obvious ones.
Okay.
Well, to go back to your definition first, it is to reuse your content for new purposes or in a new format. So I think that's real critical to understanding repurposing and the leverage that it gives to you. You mentioned teleseminars, and you've also mentioned Audio Generator. Now, one of the things that Audio Generator has is audio postcards. Mm-hmm. And so you can actually take a clip right from your teleseminar, put it into Audio Generator, and create an audio postcard that can then be sent out as an autoresponder. So you're creating content in one way, being the teleseminar, and then you're reusing it or repurposing it, still in audio format, but now in an audio postcard.
All right.
To name off some different steps with the teleseminar, you mentioned being able to transcribe it, which is an awesome thing to be able to do. You can turn it into an e-book from there. You can turn it into free reports that you can give away.
And the thing you can use for advertising, for press releases, for a book. You can use it when you're going to start coaching or mentoring, an e-course. I mean, just an e-book. The thing is, and we're just talking about text right now. The idea of repurposing is getting yourself in front of everybody. So if you have a great, here's an example. If you had a great ebook and everybody really likes it, there's going to be a group of people that will never buy that book, and I'll be one of them because I don't like to read. I want to hear things. So I would want that same ebook in an audio, then you'd have me. So the whole idea is to teach people the four different ways to get yourself out there and get your product out there in all those formats, not just the not just streaming or not just text, but all of them. Hope that helps.
Now, I want to interrupt here, and three different people are saying they cannot order the course. Okay. Apparently, there's a problem with PayPal. I think that's the common denominator. So if you're using PayPal, you may have to use another method. Now, I'm for those of you who are having problems, I guess all I can say is find another credit card. Find a different way besides PayPal to buy the course because apparently PayPal is not working right now. So let's go on to the next question here.
Rick, just as a point of clarification,
sure.
The only order link is a PayPal link. And like I said, we're not in front of our computer, but was tested earlier today.
Well, I know I got one order like an hour before the call went live even. So I know someone was able to order.
Well, they're probably just all hitting it in a rush.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, we crashed PayPal. Yeah,
crashed PayPal.
I don't think so. Now PayPal may be down. Now, if one person has a problem, who knows? Maybe their credit card, or who knows what's going on. If many different people are having problems, then that is something with the system. So, okay, here's the deal. I hate to leave you guys off the hook, but I'm going to extend the offer of 1 year instant audio and audio generator 24 hours. Okay, so tomorrow at this time, that's the cutoff, and hopefully this will be solved by that time. We'll figure it out. But that's life in the big city here. Things go wrong. Barbara Moyle from Kitchener, Ontario, Canada. Would like to know, how do you create excitement and buzz about an info product? Now, that really falls back to me, I think, because I am Mr. Excitement and Buzz.
That's
for sure.
At least
I'm trying to be. There are definitely people who are better at it than I am. I'm not claiming that. But I really enjoy doing that. And I will tell you, I know this answer, okay? Let me tell you all the secret of creating excitement and buzz about an info product. The truth has to be amazing. That's
right.
The bottom line, okay? If you're trying to add excitement to something that's not exciting, well, good luck, okay? That's where you fall in the trap of being way too hypey and way too over the top and uncredible and all those things you hate about salespeople or marketers or online sales letters or all those things you hate. You become that yourself. If you're trying too hard, okay. But if you have some honest reasons why your product is exciting, then the only challenge is finding the right words to describe them. Okay. Now I can tell you that audio and video produce more emotion than words, and the reason why is very, very simple. If you are using audio or video, you control the inflection, you control how it's said, you control the pacing. You control how excited your voice sounds or how much motion you have in your body with video. And so you're in control. You create the excitement if you have audio and video. If you have text only, you are trusting the reader to interpret your words the right way. And that's why most people, the vast majority of small business entrepreneurs, they are much better selling in audio or video naturally than they are in print, because print requires the skills of a copywriter in order to recapture that emotion that is normally lost in text. And so My answer to you, Barbara, and to everyone else who wants to know how to create excitement and buzz about info products, it's all about thinking way ahead of time, what does the market need? How am I going to deliver it? How is this going to be exciting? If it is structurally exciting, that will come out in your copy. And then, so that's one thing. The second thing is use audio, use video. That's why I have these services. Use audio and video and teleseminars, that's audio. Use these tools to create the excitement and the buzz. Okay, so that's my answer to that question. Next question from Tracy in Texas. Oops, I just accidentally hit done on her question. So, Tracy, I lost your question. I'm sorry. So we'll move to Jim Rockford. Okay, which sells best, audio with transcripts or audio alone?
Audio with transcripts is great because the more information people get in their hands, the better they like it.
All right. Okay, now 8 people apparently have told Kathleen that I think I called her Catherine earlier. And if so, I apologize. I keep doing that. I used to work for a Catherine. Kathleen's laughing right now, I'm sure. She told me just to call her Kay. It's simpler. so Kathleen is telling you saying that 8 people have just said PayPal is okay. So we know that 8 people. So welcome to those 8 people. I'm sure there's more because that's only what we've heard. So so there we go. So yeah, I'm going to agree with you, Jeff. I think audio with transcript sells better because hey, it's more, right? It's a bonus. Now I would package that very carefully. And, you know, okay, here's why this is a good example of why, Jeff and Lori, I want to be on the call with you. Because you two have your experience, I have my experience, and together we are a more complete solution here to all these questions that we've got going. And so what I'm going to add here is, this is kind of comes back to adding the buzz. Psychologically, what makes the sale more valuable, more possible? A bonus is separate from the core thing. So a bonus feels like extra, even if you could have included it with it. So if you're going to sell an audio ebook with the transcript as the bonus. Okay, you can even charge more for it. You know, $29.95 for the audio, $39.95 or $10 more for the transcript. And you'll get people, you get like a third of those people paying more money, and the people who don't choose it, they didn't want it in the first place, but you're creating more and more value. So use extra things, extra forms of the content. We're talking about repurposing here in different mediums and so on. Use different mediums as bonuses. Okay, next question. Kathleen says that a number of customers are asking her if someone is a current customer of Instant Audio or Audio Generator, do they get a year free if they sign up for this course? And the answer is yes. Okay, I don't make any money off you. Okay, but I'm glad you're a customer already, and you get a free year of service with this special deal. So we're doing this to as a bonus, and because I want to spread the word, and it's all good stuff. So if you are not yet a customer of Instant Audio or Audio Generator, and you purchase tonight, you will get the 1 year of Audio Generator and or Instant Audio. Well, they're both the same thing. If you already, let's see, I forget which one I said. Whether you are or not, you get it. Okay, so we're not going to play games on this here. We're just going to give it to you either way. Okay, next question from Rich Klein in Bethel, New York. I repurpose my content, but it's still not selling off the shelves here. What are the best ways to market repurposed content to sell products like webcasts, audios, and videos? That's just marketing. I don't think that has anything to do with the repurposing. But I guess what I'm going to ask you guys is, from your experience, what mediums of content sell best or sell easiest?
Audio does.
Audio okay.
Sells the best because people are most able to use it. It's portable. They can listen to it in their car. They can take it to the gym with them. With both text and video, they have to be in a place where they can look at the material. So there are certainly instances where text or video is more fitting for the product, but overall, audio would be the answer.
Okay. I'm going to say it almost doesn't matter because I think... different people want different things, but in general, repurposing is so simple that it comes down to really what is the benefit to the customer. So I have a feeling that your headline, your audio, and your offer, I think those three things are going to be more important than the content. But being able to offer multiple mediums, I think, is going to be another big plus. So that, you know, I like to read, great, I got the transcripts. I like to listen, I got the audio. I like to watch, I got the DVD. And so if you can offer all of that in a kind of a home study course, okay, now instead of selling a $39 ebook, all you've done is you repurpose your content into different mediums, and now you have a home study course worth $297, right? Now,
right.
Let me ask you guys. Laura, you had a really good definition for repurposing before. It was like it wasn't mediums. It was content and what? I'm confused.
You're utilizing your content for new purposes and in new formats.
Okay, so you're utilizing your content for new purposes and new formats. Okay, so purposes and for formats. Oh, okay, I get it. Okay, now so this is really how the 216 comes up, because a purpose is like to get an opt-in. Another purpose is to close a sale. Another purpose is to earn credibility. And then a format would be like, well, you got audio or video or article and so on. Is that right?
Right. And
okay.
This really ties into the fact of serving your community and serving your customers, because there's really four different types of learners: visual, what's called aural or auditory, some people refer to it as, kinesthetic, and tactile.
Mm-hmm.
And so the visual learners are the ones that like to read text or they like to watch video. The auditory are the ones that like to listen. Kinesthetic, they like to move. They like to listen to it while they're jogging or working out at the gym. And the tactile learners want something they can touch, whether it's a CD or a binder. They want something they can hold in their hand. And so different people take in information different ways. And it's really, really valuable to those people to be able to get your information in different formats. And what people have also found is they will get different pieces of that information from different formats. So somebody could listen to your teleseminar, but then when they go back and read the transcript, they pick up something they didn't pick up in the audio.
Okay. I'm going to switch topics here a little bit, because what Kathleen is telling me is that two questions that have come in recently, right in a row here, are about the same topic, and that is about the plagiarizing and using other people's content. Now, my understanding, Jeff and Lori, is that this course is not going to be about using other people's content. It's going to be about using your own content, but using it in a much more leveraged way so that you just explode your business instead of just sitting there with one product to sell. Is that right?
Absolutely.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
It's one of the things that we emphasize in the first teleseminar that we're doing is we talk about do not plagiarize other people's works. There are so many quick and easy ways to create content that there's really no need to go and be plagiarizing and stealing other people's work.
Yeah,
the idea of repurposing is to take content that you have the rights to use.
Mm-hmm.
And use it and leverage it so you can multiply your time by getting more results out of the content that you have.
Gotcha. Okay. Now, so for all of you on the line here who are really at the beginning of your career now as an entrepreneur, I want to say that if you feel like you have no content, I have two answers to you, okay? Number one, you're wrong, okay? You have experiences no one else has because you have a point of view that no one else has. So you have content in you, even if you're young. The second thing is, even if you don't think so, even if you don't want to use the content that you have inside of you, you can interview other experts and in whatever area you're interested in, and now you've got content. You disagree with them ahead of time that you can sell it and they can sell it, and now there's no cost, but you have content. You can sell that content. Now, a lot of people say that. I'm going to give you another reason that no one else, I've never heard anyone else say this, okay? But I'm going to give you what I think is the best reason to interview other people and record that interview, okay? Because it's not just about the product that you're making or the list that you're building. I mean, yeah, that's part of it. Okay, but here's the number one reason why you want to interview experts in your niche, because that is the absolute easiest way to get into their networks. okay?
Mm-hmm.
What is the most valuable thing you can do? You can be in someone's network that is influential in your industry. That is the ticket to accelerating your business. And so if you're just getting starting out, if you're struggling, really all of us on the phone today, me included, we are at the level where we can all benefit from interviewing experts way above us in our niche, so or in our market's niche, so that we earn their goodwill. They know about us. They might come to like us, take us under their wing, introduce us to so-and-so. I mean, all kinds of good things can happen as soon as you start knowing people way above you. They see you as an energetic, smart young person or any age person who's going for it. Okay, you know, the people, my experience is people at the top of the success ladder there, especially entrepreneurs, they love helping up-and-coming entrepreneurs. And so just ask them for the interview. Someone asked me for an interview. I don't know the guy. I'm doing the interview because that's part of my mission in life, so is helping other entrepreneurs. So just ask people, and you'll be surprised. A lot of people will say yes. Do you guys have any stories about that?
I have a couple things related to that. One is one of the things that we cover in Repurposing Secrets specifically for people who haven't created any content yet is a system that they can use with repurposing in mind to create their first content in the quickest and easiest way with them as leverage. So, you know, we mentioned earlier about the blog to the article. If you know that going into it, that's the your end result is you want to have an article out of your blog post, then it makes it very easy to leverage that content that you're creating right from the start. So you're not creating content and then you're like, okay, what do I do with it? The other thing I want to mention is one of the bonuses in Repurposing Secrets is a teleseminar Jeff and I did called Content for Teleseminars, where we talk about interviewing people and we go specifically into details about issues that people that we've worked with had about interviewing people. Because we would ask that question, you know, interviewing is such an easy way to get started. Why haven't you done it? And people would give us their answers. Well, I don't know what to ask, and I don't know what to say, and I'm uncomfortable. And we did a great teleseminar on that that we're sharing as a bonus in Repurposing Secrets.
Cool.
All right. Okay, next question here. Pat, I'm going to butcher this name. Pat from the city of Meschewatcha. Okay. Don't know where that is. Meschewatua. Meschewatcha. Okay. He says, okay, so I have a book by someone else. Is it copyright protected? The answer is yes. Okay, if someone else wrote a book, it is instantly copyrighted. They don't even have to say copyright anymore. It is copyrighted. Okay, a book by someone else is copyrighted. You cannot take that content and repurpose it. Repurposing does not mean stealing. It means taking your own content and creating it in a new form. But here's the deal, okay? If you want to dive into a niche, become an expert in the niche. How do you become an expert? Become an expert by reading 10 to 15 books in that niche. And guess what? You're going to find things that every book says. Well, if you find things that every book says, then guess what? That thing does not belong to that author. Okay, that thing is common knowledge to experts in that industry. That thing you can take. Now, that's not something we're planning on talking about in the course here, because we're talking about mainly your own content. But I've been told this by various people that I trust is that you basically, you know, go out and become an expert by reading, and the things that you hear over and over and over again, well, you know, that's not anyone's custom, you know, intellectual property. That is common knowledge to experts in that field. And now you are an expert. You know, when you go to college, what do? You read books, and people help you understand them. That's all. It's everything you need to know in the niche is in a book. So just go ahead and read books, and you are ready to now be the source of that knowledge, because you're going to say it in a slightly different way. You're going to add your own insights, your own reflection, your own stories. Then it becomes your own content, and that's a great way to get going. My wife, Amanda, she dived into the step-parenting world, and we have like 130 step-parenting books on our shelves, and she's read most of them. And she started writing a book, and she had like a 45-page outline, but no actual paragraphs. And then she said, "I'm not a writer." And then she gave up. But boy, did she learn a lot about step parenting. She could teach a course if she wanted to, but she went back into sculpture and singing. Let's see. Next question. Here's an interesting one. Mike from Southbury. How do I go from taking a physical fitness? He's actually a fitness instructor, and then where he works with people in the gym. How can he repurpose that knowledge into an info product?
Oh man, he could. If he's into fitness and weightlifting and things like that, the first thing I would do, however he's training, I would get that right on video.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever exercise is he wants to go through or the diet, I would get himself on video, and then taking that video, and that's when you're going to take off with doing a whole course and repurposing from there. I mean, it just, when you have video, you can so many things you can do right away. So, I mean, you got e-course out of that, you got books out of that, you got actually advertising from that. So that's just a few things that you could do. But the first thing I'd do, if he's got that, I'd get it on video.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so video is the first one for that. I agree, because it is a very visual form of knowledge, how to do those exercises correctly. Now, Frank Welzig, from Louisville, Colorado, which is only about 2 miles away from me, I can probably see it out my window because I live on a bluff overlooking Louisville and Boulder. So, Frank, turn your light on and off for me. I can see where your house is. Frank says, I know you're selling the course, and that's great, but can you give me a few details about the course? Like, for example, is the mind map included in the book? There is no physical book with this course. This is a 5-week teleseminar course.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're going to be on the phone for an hour and a half every Monday in October. Okay, every Monday in October is when the course is happening. And yes, the mind map is included. It's probably a PDF. Is that right, Jeff and Lori?
That's correct. Actually, when they order, they will get immediate access to that PDF. And there's also 8 videos that they get immediate access to and can go through the 8 videos right away, even before the class starts.
Okay, so you order tonight, because we're not having any problems tonight, so you order tonight. Within a half an hour of this call being over, you get a year of instant audio or audio generator, your choice. Even if you're a member already, you still get the next year for free. And you get instant access to the members-only area, where you get the mind map, the 216 different ways of repurposing your content, plus videos. Okay, well, it sounds like you guys are using a couple different formats here for your knowledge. Okay, so now you got videos to train people on what? Like what are the eight videos, or some of the eight videos?
The 8 videos step them through the basis of content, why content is so critical to the Internet, and it steps them through using that mind map.
All right, okay. Let's go back to the questions here. Now, this is kind of the last call for questions, because we're shutting this down as planned at the end of the hour, okay? So if you have any last questions for Jeff and Lori, now is the time. Type them into that Q&A form down below, and we will answer them before the call is over if we can. Okay, let's see now. Next question is David Garza from Houston. I can pronounce Houston. What are some good tips to generating great interviews of experts?
Well, I take a real good tip. If you want to interview an expert and you don't know what to ask them, you don't know what to do, if you call them up and you can ask them, what are like 12 questions that you get mostly? And you can use those questions directly from that guy that you're going to interview and use them to create the content for the call.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
That's the number one tip.
Yeah. Okay, I think you're right. You send an email to your list, get the questions, and then you're good to go. Let's see. Khalik Glover from Los Angeles wants to know, he has teleseminar content already. What's the best first step? He emphasized that, the best first step to get affiliates and joint venture partnerships interested in selling it. So that's back to marketing. I'm going to say, first of all, if you've created something of value, then you are set, okay? Because all you have to do is price it right, sell it right, and then talk to partners right, okay? I mean, you got to do it right. But that's the step. It's first create the value, then create a good sales letter that sells that value with an affiliate system, and then go talk to JV partners and say, hey, I got this. What do you say? Let's do a teleseminar together. Now, if you are trying to break into the market, it is worthwhile giving a mega powerful affiliate, someone with a good reputation in the market, maybe 90% of the revenue. Okay, why would you do that? Because you need a break. You don't need the money right now. You need a way to get into that marketplace. So give someone, if you are untested, give someone who is already established 90% of the revenue, and I think you'll get more yeses. Okay, and tell them why you're doing it. Tell them you're doing it because you are trying to break in here, and you know you got to give value to do it. And so that came from John Reese. He told me that way back in 2003, I think it was, and I remember that ever since. So let's see. Suzanne from Denver says, what kind of agreement would you suggest for compensating people in an interview? There's a whole lot of cases here, and she goes into some of them, and she mentioned that royalties are really complicated and so on. Do you guys have any suggestions? I have a few ideas.
The easiest way to do it is certainly to let the person that you're interviewing have the recorded material and be able to sell it themselves and keep all the profits that they collect, and then you keep all the profits that you collect from selling it. If you're setting it up where you're going to split sales because maybe they don't want to market it or something, definitely set it up through an affiliate program and just split the commissions on each sale that is made.
All right. I couldn't agree more. That was the one I was going to say, too. The by far the easiest thing to do is you both own the content and you both market it as if it's yours. There's no accounting to keep track of. You don't care what they do with it. You know what you're going to do with it. You don't have to ask permission for anything. That's the way to go. It's all free, no payments whatsoever. If someone wants you to pay them, if it's Richard Branson and you're selling the business, maybe. But he's going to want so much money, it's not worth it. So really, if someone's trying to ask you for money, that's probably a sign that either they're way out of your league or they're not worth talking to. It's one or the other. Apparently, Kathleen is telling me that a lot of people are confused on the offer, which is a horrible, horrible thing. Okay, bad Rick. Let's make this really, really, really clear. Okay, what we are promoting tonight is a five-week course, a teleseminar course in October. Okay, every Monday in October, you can come and you can listen to Jeff and Lori and I, and we will be opening the lines for live phone questions because it'll be a much, much smaller group. Okay, this is the first time we're doing this here. We're going to have a small group, and we're going to be very interactive and very detailed here on what we can do for you in your situation. Okay, this is a very cool experience here. And so that's the core of it, is this five-week course every Monday evening in October. And if you are a member, it will be recorded. You'll have access to it forever because we are repurposing it, right, more than one format. The second thing is if you order tonight, okay, within a half an hour of this call being over, then you will also get a one free year of instantaudio.com or audiogenerator.com, same thing. Both those services help you put your voice on your websites, on your emails, on your order page. They help you get testimonials in audio format that helps you sell more of whatever it is you're selling. So you get a year of that for free because that's another medium for you if you sign up tonight. Now, a lot of people are asking, okay, do they get a book, a transcript, and so on? It's a different Lori. Do we have transcripts already from the previous thing we want to give away, or should we do transcripts of the upcoming course? What's your plan on books and transcripts?
We plan on doing transcripts of all the calls, and
okay,
they will be made available to everybody in PDF format. They will receive MP3 download files, and it will also be streaming on the website from all the teleseminars that we're doing. There's also a PDF study guide that goes with each teleseminar that we're doing.
Okay. So they get all that, and they also get access to the members area with the mind map. They get the mind map. They can print that out. It's a PDF format. PDF is all PDF is a format that is very printable. So your PDF file will print out. You can have this full color, I believe, right, because I remember all these different colors. This full color mind map of all the 216 different ways of repurposing your content and how they all relate. So So you get that, and so you get all that. So that's the offer tonight. To get that, just go ahead and click on that big button in the lower right-hand corner. And
plus, they're
going to
get
the sales letter.
But the first 40 gets 15 minutes with us at their anytime they want to.
Okay.
So we can talk about their questions, and we can help them through whatever they need to be repurposed if they're having a little bit of problem. I tell you, this mind map is so easy to use, and I hate to use the term that they use with some of the insurance companies, but it really is so simple to use. A caveman could do it easily. This thing is so wild. It's just we took a lot of time. We took almost 2 years to put this together.
Well,
people that seen it and look at it and use it, they're just saying, I cannot believe it's so simple to use. And that's what we like. We want things to be simple. We want things that people can use and get great value from it.
Absolutely. And you know what? I just want to take a second here and put this $499 or $97, whatever it is, basically $500. I want to put this price here in context, okay? If you create your own info product, and whatever the price is, $30, $100, $500 for a home study course, whatever the price is, you don't need a whole lot of sales to make that money back. And then, boom, you're making profit. And you're making profit because of just one idea in this course. Heck, I mean, honestly, just the mind map alone. And yes, we're keeping a lot of these formats secret tonight. We have to have to do that because that is proprietary information that's part of the course, okay? And so the just that one mind map alone, that is going to be worth the money because that is what's going to be something that you can just pick up. And you can say, boy, I need more money. Okay, so you pick up your mind map of the 216 different ways of repurposing your content, and you say, okay, which way am I best positioned right now to take advantage of to make me more money? Aha, this way. Okay, I'm going to do articles or whatever. It's a reminder system. Okay, you get that plus, of course, all the hours of content that we're going to do every Monday in October. And now, if anybody is on this call and they know me, one thing they know about me is that somehow, they may not know how at first, but somehow I find a way to over-deliver on value, okay? And so that's one reason I want to be in the course is because this is for my members especially. I want to make sure that we over-deliver, and so Jeff, Laurie, and I are going to do that. Somehow, somewhere, we will find a way to over-deliver on the value of the course. So that's my pledge to you. Now, guys, there is a guarantee, right? Like after the course is all done, people say, nah, I didn't like that course. Okay, what's the guarantee?
We do have a 30-day guarantee.
All right, so 30-day money-back guarantee, so there's no risk to you. And you get a one-year subscription to Instant Audio. Now, I'll just clarify that. If you do refund the product, you lose that bonus. I mean, that's part of the product. So you get 1 year of InstantAudio.com service or audio generator, same thing, and all that other kind of cool stuff. So let's go back to ask a few more questions here.
Hey,
Sue,
Rick.
Oh, yeah, go ahead.
I want to say one thing. When they get this mind map, if anybody's ever been to a product creation course where you actually fly out and you go to a hotel for a weekend, those courses run anywhere from $3,000 to probably $7,000 or $8,000. And you walk out of there, you might have one product, maybe two at the most. With this mind map, you're going to be creating products, I mean, you by the minute. I mean, once you start seeing how this works with your content, you can create your own products just quickly, just like snapping your fingers. It's unbelievable.
I agree 100%. That's why we're doing this course today, because I saw that mind map and I said, this has value. Okay, let's see. I got a question by email here. And then I lost it. Darn. That's why we have the Q&A system as part of Instant Teleseminar. Dave from Oak Ridge, Tennessee. Very, very common question. What if I have no list to promote to? How can I get all this content that I'll be creating? How can I get it out there and get sales? Okay, you know what, Dave? This is the most beautiful part. Okay, this is why I love information product creation, especially via teleseminars. Okay, because the creation of the content creates the list. Whenever someone is creating value in the world, people are drawn to that value. Okay, all kinds of people. People you want to attract, people you don't want to attract, honestly. But it doesn't matter. People are attracted to things of value. So if you focus on creating value, it's one of those build it, they'll come kind of things. Yes, you have to learn the techniques, and we'll tell you them to you. Yes, you have to learn how to network a little bit, and we'll help you do that too. But really, your first product is the hardest. For those of you who have not done any products before, okay, for those of you who are thinking, you know, should I dive into this entrepreneurial world? Should I create info products? Okay, the answer is yes, you should. And the answer is yes, this is a great course to start off with. Really, any course from any of my peers is a great course to start off with. You pick the one where the people giving the course match your personality and your interest, your drive, your ethics, all that good stuff. You pick a course that seems to resonate with you, that's the right course for you. Almost all these courses have a lot of the same information. So I'll just tell you this up front. If you are a seminar junkie, okay, if you buy every info product out there, don't buy this one, okay? You already know too much. Your problem is one of inactivity or a fear or perfectionism or something. It's not knowledge, okay? But if you have knowledge but not knowledge of marketing, if you have knowledge but not knowledge of promotion, if you have knowledge but not knowledge of content creation, then this is the course for you. It would be a great starter course. And again, that's one of my missions in life here, is to help entrepreneurs at all levels realize their potential. So Dave's question again, just to repeat the question, was if I have no list, what do I do? The answer is you create something of value, and your first product is the hardest, but you go for it. And let me tell you all the things that are allied against you when you have your first product. Okay, first of all, you probably don't have a whole lot of cash flow. You don't have a list. You don't have a reputation. You don't have partners. You don't have a team behind you. Anything else I'm missing? I mean, there's so many big things against you, okay? But let's look at that. What happens after your first product launch that you struggle through and you go to a seminar? What happens after that? Well, now you got a reputation. Now you got partners. Now you got cash flow. Now you have existing customers you can sell to. Now maybe you have a team helping you out, just one person or a part-time person. Okay, your second product, everything is in your favor, okay? That's the thing that most people starting out don't understand, and I think that's why they have this fear, and maybe that's why their spouse has the fear, okay? So if you're at home and you're all for this, but your spouse is against you, solve that problem first, okay? Then come and take the course. But here's what I would tell my spouse if my spouse was not pro-entrepreneur or was afraid or, you know, concerned about finances. Okay, the answer is yes, everything is aligned against me in the first product, but look how everything works for us after we get our first product out the door. It's all about leverage and money and profits and value and ethics and all that good stuff. So I'm kind of rambling here. We're at the end of the hour, so I want to wrap this up. So Jeff and Lori, now, is there anything that you want to cover here at the end that you think is the most important thing for people to understand when it comes to content creation and content repurposing and make money from it?
I would say about content creation is the number one thing you must do to create any kind of money come into your pockets. Is content creation probably the least popular? It probably is. And I've done surveys on it, and I can tell you it is. But it's the most thing you need to create money. So best thing I can tell everybody is don't worry about creating content. It's not as hard as people think it is, and we're going to make sure we teach it to you that you're going to hit yourself in the head and go, man, I can't believe it's that easy.
All right. Lori, anything to add?
I think Jeff just summed it up wonderfully.
Okay. Okay. Then, Kathleen, let me know that a few people don't know what instant audio is. So I have to explain that a little bit here, because that's the bonus. Now, if you've heard of Audio Generator, okay, audiogenerator.com, that is the same thing as Instant Audio. Instant Audio is my private label of it. Audio Generator is the partnership I have with Alex and Armin, okay? Now, they know about this. They've known about this. In fact, Instant Audio launched first. But we're all partners in this, and it works all different ways because we're all good friends and partners. But so if you've heard of Audio Generator, it's the same thing. Instant Audio, Audio Generator, same thing. In fact, if you have your member ID, you can actually log into both. Okay, that's how the system works. It's the same exact thing. Now, what does it do? It helps you add your voice to your website, helps you add your voice to your emails, helps you add your voice to your sales letters and your order pages. It helps you sell more stuff with the power of voice. Okay, that's what Instant Audio is all about. And so we're going to wrap it up here. If you have any questions at all, I'm afraid you're out of time. Okay, it is decision time. Are you going to sign up for this 5-week course or not? Either way, we will remain friends and peers here in the entrepreneur industry that we are in. So no hard feelings. But I do recommend this course because I'm in it. I'm going to make sure that it's awesome. It would be awesome without me. It'll be awesomer with me. And so I want to welcome everyone who has already signed up. You are in. You've already got access to the videos that Jeff and Lori have prepared for you. You already have access to the mind map. Maybe you've already printed out your mind map. You have it already. If you've signed up already, you do have access to 1 year. We're going to credit your account if you're already a member, and we will give you a free account if you're not, of instant audio or audio generator, same thing. And plus, I'm going to pledge one thing. I'm going to give one surprise bonus on week 3 that is just super cool. And not that it's really expensive, but just damn amazingly cool. Okay, that's my promise to you. It's something amazingly cool on week 3. You guys will have first access to that. So with that, I think we're going to close down the shop tonight. I want to thank Kathleen. I was going to have Kathleen come on the call. Kathleen, you can unmute and just say hi, I guess, if you want to. Are you there?
I am here. Hello.
Hello, Kathleen. So everyone listening here, you have just witnessed something amazingly important. That is Kathleen's first appearance on a ZioSoft teleseminar. You are going to hear her a lot. She is an amazing individual. I am so glad I found her. I can't believe I found her the way I did. maybe I'll tell that story someday. But so, Kathleen, welcome aboard. Next time, I promise to give you more airtime. Okay?
I love it.
Okay, thank you. She has no idea. Yeah, she has no idea what she's getting into. But for those of you going to Big Seminar, you will meet her because she is coming there along with Bill Morris, my VP of Sales. So here's the deal. We're closing down tonight. So I want to thank everyone for coming and attending. I hope you did learn a lot. We're going to learn a lot more. This, of course, is a half education, half sales call. I took all of my questions from the people who submitted questions today. So that was my goal, was to answer your questions. Okay, that's what today was about, Q&A. Periodically, I interrupted and said, "Hey, buy the product." Okay, so go ahead right now, click on that big button, and become a member. We will every Monday in October we will have a live teleseminar. We will have Q&A, and then we will also be transcribing it and giving it to you and all that good stuff. So that's it. I'm signing off. I'm going to go ahead and play some outgoing music here, and I'll see you on the web.
Okay, bye-bye.
Good night.
Good night.